Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today is President's Day, a day on which we always think of the likes of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, maybe the Roosevelts. But what about other really good presidents who aren't always top of mind? On our newsline is the esteemed historian, Professor Douglas Brinkley at Rice University in Houston. Professor Brinkley, who was our nation's most underappreciated president?
I think there are two of them. James Monroe, who probably is most remembered for the Monroe Doctrine, but he was a two-term president who was widely admired. He actually could have won a third term if he wanted to. And also James K. Polk, a one-term president who was oversaw the country through the Mexican-American War and ended up winning that war and defining the modern-day boundaries between the United States and Mexico, claiming California for our country, but also stopping a war up in Washington State, making a boundary agreement with Great Britain. So Monroe and Polk are two presidents that haven't had their big biography, the time when the country honors the time it did when Ron Chernow did Alexander Hamilton or George Washington, or the way David McCullough did Harry Truman and John Adams. So if anybody's thinking of doing a big bio on a president, those were the two I would aim for.
Why do you suppose history has overlooked these two?
You know, Polk wasn't quite that interesting. He's from Tennessee, and he came after Andrew Jackson. And Jackson was Old Hickory in the Battle of New Orleans and this flamboyant career. Polk was quiet and subdued. He disallowed alcohol in the White House, so he wouldn't drink at all. And he was a modest person. And he said, "Let me one time. I'll do everything I need to do for the country, and then I'm going to step down." And he did. He didn't want political power. He let it go, and he died shortly thereafter. He, incidentally, was the person that Harry Truman admired so greatly as Polk. And then you find Abraham Lincoln, who's always ranked number one as president. The president that he most admired in his time was Zachary Taylor, another kind of forgotten president. James Monroe is famously in the painting of Washington crossing the Delaware, and he's one of the founders, but he was so young, and I think he falls short in the Virginia dynasty pecking order, where people celebrate George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and James Madison, and suddenly Monroe's a bit of an afterthought, with the exception of the Monroe Doctrine, which he uttered, and that is the banning of the Western Hemisphere of military powers coming into our country. So during events like the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, where we almost went to war with the Soviet Union, the United States under President Kennedy was calling, saying, "You're breaking the Monroe Doctrine by bringing missiles into this hemisphere." So Monroe gets remembered. People know the name, but they don't really understand the time and tenor of his two times.
Was Harry S. Truman another underappreciated president?
He really was. I mean, when he left office, Harry Truman had a 27% approval rating. To put that in perspective, Donald Trump has around a 45 to 50% approval rating right now. So that's how low it was. They used to say to err is Truman. And what happened was in the 1960s and early 70s, due to Vietnam and Watergate, presidents lying, ourselves, Lyndon Johnson and Nixon distrusted. Suddenly, Harry Truman started looking good with his promotion of health care, with the fact that it's Truman that created the CIA and Joint Chiefs of Staff, National Security Council, Department of Air Force, that were really living even today in a Harry Truman national security culture. And then the fact that people recognized it took courage to recognize Israel's right to exist, or do the Berlin airlift in 1948, or create NATO, which is a lasting institution that he's the progenitor of. So now Truman, we rank him in presidential history as usually around number five. The big top four are in order: Abraham Lincoln, followed by George Washington, then Franklin D. Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, and then usually Harry Truman.
Giving some underappreciated presidents their due on this President's Day, Professor Douglas Brinkley, Rice University in Houston, thanks for talking with us. We appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.